Now, across Australia, borders are slamming shut today. We've seen that because of that breakout in Sydney. Western Australia and South Australia completely shut their borders to New South Wales. Here in Queensland, we've done similar things to what Tasmania and Victoria have done. We've looked at those seven local government areas. Look, from 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, you cannot come into Queensland without an exemption. And if you do come into Queensland from those areas, you'll have to go into 14 days of quarantine. Now, we should be getting used to this, I guess, in this time of a pandemic, but it does feel a little bit like deja vu in terms of, especially into lead up to school holidays. Now, Graham Screw-Turner is the founder and CEO of Flight Centre. Graham, it does feel like deja vu, doesn't it?
Yes, it's deja vu all over again, I think.
As they say.
Yeah.
Look, you must feel for so many of the tourism operators, but also for the holiday makers who just had their plans just really probably just completely scrapped because of what's been happened in the last couple of days, but today in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, well, the real thing is whether... Yeah, certainly what South Australia and WA has done is whether that's reasonable or not. And I think if you look at things over the last 12 months, generally I think there's been a gross overreaction, particularly to a few outbreaks. You know, this New South Wales one could be a little bit worse than previously, but I think the suppression that was meant to be government policy, and also the fact that the localised hotspot generally has worked very well in place of New South Wales. I think the positive thing is that at least Victoria and Queensland are focused on what are considered hotspots, not shutting down the whole borders, which is exactly what would have happened, you know, prior to now. So that's a positive thing, Scott. I've got no idea why South Australia and WA shut their whole borders because, you know, it might make them feel good, but it's certainly not good for Australia as a whole. And, we are one nation.
Now, you've been very critical of the previous decisions by the Queensland government under Anastasia Palaszczuk. So the fact that only at this stage it's those seven local government areas, the six new ones today on top of Waverley, but do you have confidence that that won't change over the next couple of days and possibly the entire border gets shut?
Look, I don't have confidence, but I think this is a really good start, and I think it does mean that there is a bit of science coming into the action that some of the chief health officers and the premiers are actually doing, and I reckon that's a really good sign. It surprises me it's taken this long, of course, but because New South Wales generally has done very well at the border control and what they've done in terms of lockdowns when there are infections in other states. So I would have thought that is clearly best practice and the other states should be following that. And I think the positive thing is that at this stage, that's what seems to be happening with Victoria and Queensland.
Well, you've got your finger on the pulse in terms of the travel industry, flights coming into Queensland and others. Now, obviously, with the lifting the restrictions with Victoria into Queensland, that is good news for operators. But obviously, there would have been a lot of people in those in Sydney and in New South Wales who now are saying, hey, look, I either can't come up to Queensland or I'm not willing to risk coming up to Queensland. Are you seeing that in bookings and cancellations today?
Look, there certainly have been, and people are getting pretty skittish about what's going to happen. But I can't give you numbers at the moment. But it does really depend on what Queensland does. Yeah, particularly for the Southern School holidays coming up, I think generally they're starting this Friday, Scott. So I think it's and of course Queensland, I think, has got the state of origin on a Sunday. So we've got a couple of reasons to be a bit more careful about, doing a lot of shutting borders and that sort of thing.
Screw-Turner, great to have you on 4BC Drive this afternoon.